10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he's the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate more, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
Just
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From downtown Amarillo, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders and Amarillo Sod Poodles meet for game two of this three-game weekend series fresh out of the All-Star break. Last night, the Rough Riders with an 8-3 advantage, and they look to take a series win today with Nick Krauth on the hill, who's 2-5 with a 5.57 ERA. He faces off against the former Fresno State Bulldog, Jamison Hill. He's 3-4 with a 5.12 earned run average. These two pitchers have seen plenty of their opponents so far this year, with Krauth making his fourth appearance against the Sod Poodles head-to-head. Jamison Hill also making his fourth appearance head-to-head against the Frisco Rough Riders. Both pitchers have had good moments so far this season, but have struggled for the most part on the year. And it'll be interesting to see this pitching matchup between the two in Game 2 today. The Rough Riders coming off the All-Star break at 7-6 in the second half. Amarillo at 8-5. Frisco is two games back of the Midland Rockhounds, leading the South Division in the Texas League. Amarillo just one game back overall. The Rough Riders 38-43 on the season overall. Amarillo 42-40 this year. Before today's game, we got to catch up with the skipper for the Rough Riders, Carlos Cardoza. We split that interview into two parts. You can hear part one here, and then you can hear part two tomorrow before the ballgame. Rough Riders getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 2 of this six-game series. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders skipper, joins us next on the other side of the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back to Hodgetown. We're here pregame with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. All-Star break. How was it? Was it good to get some time off and away from baseball?
Not good to get time away from baseball, but good to get some time off. I think everybody showed up a little lighter on their feet, and more than anything, that's the best part of the All-Star break. Just get some guys off their feet a little bit.
Minor league All-Star game is no longer a thing. Do you think that you miss that ability for guys to make it to the All-Star game, or do you think it's good just to have everyone get that break off?
It's a good question. Probably a little both. I certainly think we would have been well represented in the game, but it was also good to get some of these guys, like I mentioned, away from baseball, get them home, see their loved ones, you know, all the people that support them, and then come back ready to go for the second half.
A lot of turnover recently, and this is the time of the year where that tends to happen. As you guys are bringing in new faces and starting to get some new guys maybe that you haven't seen in the last couple of years, how do you go about building those relationships right away with guys?
You know, I think that is when it's nice to see the, you know, some people call it culture, some people call it the environment. Just, that's when that kind of takes over. When new guys come in and, you know, they're welcomed in and they get a sense of how things are run and, you know, the whole collective thing. I think when it's been built right, people get a sense of that rather quickly, and they look forward to being a part of that. And with some of the newcomers we've had throughout the season, I think that's one thing that I'm happy to say is just seeing how much they've appreciated being in the type of environment that I think the guys have built here.
One of those guys is Matt Bush, who comes in as a veteran and probably not here for very long, but we've already seen a lot of guys starting to pick his brain and kind of get his perspective on things. How do you see that as a value to this club?
I think it's one of the best things that can happen for some of these guys and when they're at in their careers, to have someone like Matt Bush, someone like Danny Duffy, sitting with them in the bullpen, talking the game, seeing how they go about it, their attention to detail, how much they look at the game and are involved in the game, even when we're not in the game on the mound. We're happy to have Matt, happy to have him back with the Texas Rangers. I know he's happy to be back, and I know the guys are going to soak his brain, pick his brain as much as they can, the same way they've done with Danny.
I'm joined by Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager. The top three in your order, Acuna, Carter, and Sajacy, have been three of the best players in the Texas League all season long. How nice is it for you to be able to put those guys in the top three of your order and just be able to rely on them on the offensive side?
Yeah, it's nice, man. I mean, to have three talented guys at the top of the order, but I think the bottom of the order, as the rest of the guys in the lineup, has been really a collective approach. And, some guys, Trevor, Strami, Biggie, Scotty Hatch, when he's coming around, guys that hit the bottom of the order. I think it's just a very balanced lineup. But the one thing I'll say about those three guys, they've been three of the most productive players in the league thus far. They're three of the hungriest players I've been around. And, to see the success they're having and how they're performing and them continue to be hungry. I mean, you see right now there's one middle infielder out there working on tag plays while the catcher's throwing in, it's Tommy. So these guys are constantly hungry, and they're trying to get better every day, and that's the best part of the whole thing, I think.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. You can hear part two before game three between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles on Sunday. Next, we'll have the starting lineups for today's game, and then first pitch coming up at 7:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Hodgetown. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles almost ready for game two of this three-game series over the weekend, right out of the All-Star break. The Rough Riders will be back home on Tuesday against the San Antonio Missions, a six-game series. Very excited to see San Antonio again, as they had a flurry of roster moves, and they just called up their top prospect. And we will see him next week. Really excited to see the young shortstop for the Padres affiliate. And we are very lucky to see all the great shortstops here in this league, and we've got two great ones in this game today between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the visiting Rough Riders at 7-6 on the season. Luis Angel Acuña begins things. He's the talented shortstop on the Rough Riders side of things. He's the number three prospect in the Rangers organization, hitting .314 this year on the season and riding a 14-game hitting streak entering into tonight's game. Evan Carter is next, right behind him in center field in the two spot, hitting .303 on the year. And Thomas Sejesi is fourth in the league in batting average, hitting .318 on a 10-game hitting streak. He hits third and plays at second base defensively for the Rough Riders. Middle third of the order, it's Trevor Hauber cleaning things up out in left field defensively. Aaron Zavala, who's hit safely in three in a row, he hits in the five spot. Kellen Strom is in the sixth spot of the order, the right fielder. He had a two-hit game in yesterday's contest. Bottom third of the order, Josh Hatcher at first base. He homered yesterday. Liam Hicks makes his first appearance of the series at catcher. Jax Biggers rounds out the order as the third baseman today for the Rough Riders. Once again for Frisco, it's Acuña, Carter, Sejesi, Hauber, Zavala, Strom, Hatcher, Hicks, and Biggers. Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders today, the starter for Frisco, and here's the lineup that he'll face for the 8-5 Amarillo Sun Poodles. Jordan Lawler, the shortstop and top prospect for the Diamondbacks, leads it off. He's hitting .245 on the year. He doubled in yesterday's game. Caleb Roberts, the catcher, hits second, and it's A.J. Vukovic, the center fielder, who himself is the number 11 prospect in the organization. Ivan Melendez homered in his Double-A debut yesterday, the former Golden Spikes Award winner as the number one player in college baseball for the Texas Longhorns. He hits in the cleanup spot. Davison De Los Santos is the first baseman. He has really killed Frisco pitching this year. He had two hits yesterday. And it's Tim Tawa in the sixth spot playing second base. He's hitting .344 in the month of July. Bottom third of the order, Nathan Castillo in right field, and Juan Centeno, the DH, in the eighth spot in the order. They're making their first appearances in the series, and Camden Dusnak is the left fielder in the ninth spot. He's hitting .333 in the month of July. Once again, for the Amarillo Sun Poodles, it's Lawler, Roberts, Vukovic, Melendez, De Los Santos, Tawa, Castillo, Centeno, and Dusnak. Jameson Hill starts today for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hill making his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders. It's his third start. And his only bullpen day the entire season. He came out of the pen on May 20th at Frisco, a game in which the Rough Riders erased a 6-0 deficit and came back to win it. Five runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning against Jameson Hill, including a grand slam by Liam Hicks. He's hitting eighth in the order today for the Rough Riders. Well, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles meeting for the 17th time this season head-to-head. The Rough Riders have a 9-7 advantage over the Sod Poodles this season in the season series, including a 4-3 advantage here in Amarillo. Overall, the Rough Riders have played exactly .500 ball here in Amarillo, with 51 games, including tonight. They played 50 so far in Hodgetown, with the 51st coming tonight, and they look for their 50th ever victory head-to-head against this new franchise that started back in 2019. The Rough Riders happy to send Nick Krauth to the hill. He has been very good in his last two starts, allowing just two earned over 10 innings pitch, going five innings in each of those starts. And it's a good opportunity for him to build on that, and not only that, but give the Rough Riders another strong start after Ryan Garcia went four innings yesterday, surrendering just one run with five strikeouts. This is a Sod Poodles offense that will hit a lot of homers. It's a Sod Poodles offense that will strike out a lot as well, and the Rough Riders would love to take advantage of that on the pitching side of things tonight. We're going to take a break for the national anthem, and we'll step aside. It's first pitch coming up next between the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate here at the AA level. Happy to have you, and we hope you stick around for first pitch and enjoy today's ballgame. This has been the Riders pregame show. First pitch coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
It's time for first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 2 of this three-game series. Happy to have you along from downtown Amarillo in Hodgetown. And the Rough Riders get set for an opportunity to take the series over Amarillo. Zach Bigley alongside you, Jameson Hill on the mound, and he deals with Luis Angel Acuna. The game's first pitch is just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:09, 4 minutes tardy. But it is a beautiful day for baseball. 87 degrees, cloudy up above. Hill ready from the stretch with nobody aboard in the 1-0. Low and outside, it's two balls and no strikes. It feels like of 89, 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Chatting with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, before today's game, he was joking that it's cooled down a little bit. The 2-0. Misses low, and it's three balls and no strikes. And 87 degrees is certainly not what you expect this time of year here in Amarillo, but we'll certainly take it. It is very comfortable. Beautiful day for baseball and a good crowd on hand as well in Hodgetown. 3-0 on Acuna to lead things off in the top of the first inning. Hill stretches the 3-0. Fastball dips low of the zone, and it's ball four. A four-pitch walk to Luis Angel Acuna starting off the first inning. Evan Carter now makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders didn't score first until the second inning last night, an 8-3 victory over the San Poodles. Frisco scored offensively in five different innings. Carter went 1-for-4 yesterday. He stands in from the left side against the right-hander Hill. He's ready from the stretch, the pitch. Outside edge, a strike. 0-1. The center fielder Carter hitting .303 this year with eight home runs. His .303 batting average, one of three top 10 members in the Texas League in batting average. Throw goes over to first, and Acuna's back in on his feet. 36 steals. Not only top in the Texas League, but already tied for the fourth most stolen bases in a single season in franchise history. He has a ways to go to catch the leader, though, with 54. The pitch. Breaking ball. He queued off the end of the bat, right back towards the hill. Jameson Hill's got it right there, and he throws him out at first. Acuna down to second on the play. One out for Thomas Ajayi. The all-time franchise leader, you may have heard of him, Elvis Andrews. 54 steals back in 2008, the franchise record, and Acuna is on pace for 61. He's at second base for Thomas Ajayi, who has 64 RBIs, which is third in the Texas League. Flips the bat out towards the mound. Jameson Hill ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second. And Acuna takes off for third. Now scampers back in and just slides in safely under the pickoff throw from Hill. The second baseman, Talo, is right there to lay down the tag. Acuna, a quick change of direction. A couple hard steps towards third and then scampered back in and just dove in safely headfirst. One out, runner at second, no score, top of the first inning. Hill ready from the stretch. Acuna dances away, and the pitch is a breaking ball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. So JC drove in three runs yesterday, a one-run single and a two-run single. He had his 29th multi-hit game yesterday. Second on the team to Acuna. The pitch is a breaking ball, tagged on the ground, third base side, and through into left field, a base hit. Acuna around third. Duzanek's throw to the plate is high, and Acuna slides in safely. It's 1-0 Rough Riders, three batters in. Another RBI single for Thomas Ajayi. Give him an 11-game hitting streak, and it's 1-0 Frisco. His third run-producing base hit in the last 2 days. It was a ground ball left side just out of the reach of the diving third baseman Melendez, and then Lawler from short also dove for it, and it squeaked through into left field. And now it's Trevor Hover standing in, left-handed batter for the Rough Riders. So JC went to second on the throw, and the first pitch is high. It's one ball and no strike, so he leads off from second base. Underway with a bang in the first inning. Jameson Hill, the 24-year-old out of San Diego, California, went to Fresno State. Looks back at second, deal. Fastball low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. On the season, 3-4 with a 5.12 ERA. In 16 games, 15 starts, 65 innings, 63 strikeouts, but he's walked 51 batters. That's got him in trouble. He's ready from the stretch, the 2-0. Hard ground ball foul past Kavika Hemsley-Pye, the Rough Riders' first base coach, and it's two balls and one strike on Trevor Hover. Defense behind Hill today looks like this. It's Camden Duznak in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, Nafi Castillo in right field. Ivan Melendez has third, Jordan Lawler at shortstop, Tim Tawa at second, Davison De Los Santos at first base, and Caleb Roberts does the catching for Hill, who's ready from the stretch, looking back at second, the 2-1. Down low and inside with a breaking ball, and it's three balls and one strike. This is not a guy you want to fall behind in Trevor Hover. Went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double and two walks. Offer over his last 19 games, hitting .328. He's really come on well lately for the Rough Riders offensively. 3-1. High and outside, ball four, and it's the second walk of this first inning for Hill. This is an Amarillo Sod Poodles team that has gifted their opponents a ton of free passes on the year. They walk a lot of batters, and Hill has been a pretty big culprit of that. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders, one out, and here's the left-handed batting Aaron Zavala against the righty Hill. Rough Riders have taken the second most walks out of any team offensively in the Texas League, only trailing two behind Arkansas. First pitch, Zavala swings, fouls it in and out of Robert's glove behind the plate. It's 0-1. And so you have strength against weakness here. Rough Riders walk a lot. Sod Poodles walk a lot of batters. It's very favorable for Frisco. Hill ready from the stretch, the 0-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2 on the Riders' designated hitter. Amarillo has walked 411 batters this year. 26 more than the next closest Northwest Arkansas in the ninth spot of the Texas League. The pitch, just low. Didn't miss by much in a slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. One nothing Rough Riders, top of the first inning. Runners at first and second. 1-2 on Zavala with one out. Hill stretches, fires. Swinging a hard ground ball to second. Tawa's got it. On to second for one. Lawler to first. Got him for the double play. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. And one run is all the Rough Riders get in the first. A run on a hit. No errors. One runner left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Nick Krauth on the hill for Frisco, leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 1-0 into the bottom half of the first inning. Frisco with an RBI single from Thomas Sujacy, providing their run in the first, and Nick Krauth deals home to Jordan Lawler. He takes on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. The number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, Lawler making a start in the leadoff spot for the first time in his minor league career. The pitch, swinging a ground ball, chopped foul right to the third base coach and manager, Sean Roof, who picks it on two hops and hands it off in the first row. 0-2 on Lawler, who went 1-for-4 with a first inning double yesterday. And he faces off against Nick Krauth, right-hander for the Rough Riders, making his 14th appearance and his 12th start Frisco uniform this year. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a fastball. And Nick Krauth dispatches of Jordan Lawler on three pitches. One away in the first inning. And Caleb Roberts makes his way to the plate. Well, Kraut didn't strike out anybody in his last start spanning five innings. And he strikes out the first man he sees on just three pitches today. 1-0 Rough Riders, one out in the bottom of the first inning. Left-hander Caleb Roberts. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Flip foul out of play by Roberts, and it's 0-1. Kraut's numbers on the year, 2-5 with a 5.57 ERA in a Riders uniform. 51 2/3 innings, 32 strikeouts to 16 walks. The pitch is a curveball. It captures the outside corner to strike, and it's 0-2. Made a short stint in AAA twice. Three total appearances, two starts, but struggled. The 0-2. Just low. Barely missed, and it's one ball and two strikes. 10 runs and 8 in the third innings during his stint in AAA, but pitched in very pitcher-friendly, or hitter-friendly ballparks, I should say, as this one's flipped down the left field line and fouled. Not by much, and it's ball and two strikes still on Roberts. Well, great to see Kraut have a lot of success in his last two starts, both of them five innings. They allowed a combined two earned runs between them. Solid 1.80 ERA over his last two starts. Roberts calls time and steps back in. Whole side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders for the left-handed batter. Kraut looks in for a sign. He's got it. The 1-2. A fly ball down the left field line with carries. The ball into the warning track. Looking up. It's gone. Solo home run the opposite way for Caleb Roberts. His 10th home run of the season. And it's a tie ball game at 1-1 in the first. Got it on a 1-2 pitch. Left-handed batter going down the left field line where it's only 325 down that line. It sailed on out of here onto the concourse. Well, here's A.J. Vukovic, first pitch. Slider outside corner to the right-handed hitter, and it's 0-1. It's a ballpark where you don't have to get it all the way to send it out. You see a lot of left-handers spooning the ball to left field. The pitch cut on and missed and a high fastball, and it's 0-2. That was certainly the case there with that Roberts homer the other way. Still hit it pretty well, but that's probably not out of most ballparks. Kraut shakes off the sign from Hicks. He's got it. The 0-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. A check swing, and he was able to hold. It's one ball and two strikes. Casey James is our home plate umpire today. Clay Williams has first base, and Ray Patchen, our crew chief, is down the third baseline today. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. The 1-2 just a hair outside with a fastball, and it's 2-2. Defense behind Nick Kraut. It's Trevor Hover in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. 2-2. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. Squibber to short. Acuna comes up, picks, fires to first, and gets it. Two outs. Nifty play from Acuna at shortstop. Tied at one in the bottom of the first inning. There's Ivan Melendez. Melendez 2-for-4 yesterday in his AA debut. The El Paso native and former Texas Longhorn getting a great ovation in his first AA homer yesterday. The pick inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Melendez, known for that power. 18 home runs in High A Hillsboro before coming up here. Kraut gets his sign, winds back and offers. Curveball, outside corner is strike. 1-1 on Melendez. Those 18 home runs for Melendez. The 1-1. He swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Those 18 home runs, a new franchise record for Hillsboro. And he comes up here, and in his first at-bat, he homers for Amarillo. Bottom of the first inning, tied at one with two outs, bases clear. The 1-2, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner, froze him with a fastball. Two strikeouts for Nick Kraut. Side retired in the first inning, but a solo home run from Caleb Roberts ties us at 1-1. Top of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tied at one in the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles from Amarillo, Texas. Happy to have you along wherever you're listening on this Saturday night. It's Kellen Strom to lead it off for the Rough Riders, followed by Josh Hatcher and Liam Hicks. Jameson Hill got himself into a little bit of trouble in the first inning, and they got a double play to get out of it. Right on right to begin it, and the first pitch. Fastball pierces the outer edge of strike, 0-1. Hill walked two batters and allowed an RBI single to Thomas Sujacy. Rough Riders getting their first run. The pick. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Lawler to his left at shortstop. He's got it chest high. Sets his feet and throws out Strom. One away. Left-handed batting Josh Hatcher now. Jameson Hill has allowed more homers than he would have liked over his last few starts compared to how he started this year. But more than anything, the pitch is a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. You can say that might have to do with this ballpark. Hatcher went deep yesterday. The pitch is cut on, missed, and it's 0-2. Hill in his first 11 games this season allowed just 3 home runs. He's allowed 5 straight games with at least one, allowing 6 over that span. The pick. Outside. 1-2. Tied at 1. Top of the second inning. 1 out. Base is clear. It's been a point of emphasis for him to try and not yield as many long balls. The pick. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed in the dirt. Down low and inside. Roberts blocks and throws out Hatcher to complete the strikeout. It's the first for Jameson Hill, and there are 2 away. Liam Hicks bats now. 1-1 game. Top of the second. Hicks making his first appearance in this series and facing Jameson Hill for the first time since he took him deep for a grand slam back in Frisco. The pitch. Hicks swings and misses. On a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Sporting the new number 2. Hicks wore number 13 before the pitch. Down to the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. That was previously the number of David Garcia, who had hammy bone surgery and just got activated yesterday from the injured list. So he comes back. It's his new number, or his old number back, I should say, and Hicks gets bumped to number 2. Hill ready from the stretch. The right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Ball and 2 strikes. 1-1 game, top of the second. The grand slam for Hicks against Hill, one of his two home runs here at the AA level. The pitch down low and inside. It's two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders putting up 8 runs of offense yesterday on 10 hits. And trying to do a little bit more of that in this ballgame today. They've been so good recently on the offensive side. The 2-2. Popped up, back behind home and foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes, with 2 outs of the bases clear. Frisco has hit 13 home runs in their last 10 games. Fourth most in the Texas League during that span. That's spanning the entire month of July so far. 2-2 pitch. Pop foul, left side. And it gets out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. The leader in July, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 21 home runs in their last 10, and now 22 in their last 11, including Caleb Roberts' homer. The 2-2. Strike 3 call. Got him up and in. Hicks didn't like it. He sat down for strike 3. Second strikeout, they come consecutively for Jamison Hill. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. Bottom second coming up, tied at 1. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tied at 1 to the bottom half of the second inning in downtown Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders up 1-0 and looking for a series victory in this weekend set with a win tonight. Davison De Los Santos, righty-righty to lead things off. Crowd's first pitch. Ground ball chopped at the third baseline. Biggers charges, backhands, and he lost it on the transfer. Infield single for Davison De Los Santos. A weak ground ball up the third baseline. Biggers, usually so sure-handed, made the backhanded play, tried to transfer and throw sidearm to first base, but he bobbled on the transfer. And the ball just sat down on the grass below him. It's an infield single. Tim Tawa now, right-handed hitter. Crowd from the stretch of the runner at first base. And the first pitch. Slider up and in. It's 1-0. Crowd loves getting ground balls. This would be a good time for a double play. He's ready from the stretch. The 1-0. Slider low and outside. 2-0. For the most part, he's been pretty good with the Rough Riders through the first 2 innings of play. A time that really gives him a lot of trouble the second and third time through the order. Usually the third and the fourth innings. He brings in the 2-0. There's a line shot deep to right field. Strong going back. It's gone. 2-run homer, Tim Tawa, is 14th of the season. 3-1 Amarillo. On a 2-0 pitch, lined the opposite way onto the berm in right field. AP Castillo makes his way to the plate now. Second home run today for the Saudis. Crowth winds back, fires inside to Castillo, and it's one ball and no strikes. Caleb Roberts went deep in the first. Tim Tawa goes deep in the second. 1-0 pick. Outside, two balls, no strikes, missing with a fastball. Crowth had only allowed four home runs this season with the Rough Riders in 13 prior games. 2-0. Chopper foul at the plate. Off of Castillo's foot. Ball, making two balls and one strike now. It's not been the case so far today. This ballpark will tend to check you really quick as to how good of a pitcher you are, how you can stay away. Rough Riders only allowed the three runs yesterday, and that felt like a big-time win. They allowed two solo home runs to Seth Beer and Ivan Melendez yesterday. Crowth at 2-1. Inside, it's three balls and one strike. This is Sanpu's offense that's averaging over seven runs a game here at home. Well, the Rough Riders certainly have their work cut out for them, trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the second. Crowth, the 3-1 pitch. Line shot deep to right center. Carter on the run. It's over his head all the way to the fence. Castillo up to second. And he turns and stops right there. They throw back behind him, and they got a nail at second base. Acuna grabbed the cutoff throw. Hatcher trailing the play from first base, went to the second base bag, received the throw from Acuna, and Castillo ventured too far around second base. He's thrown out for the first down. So he doubles, and he is the first out of the inning. It goes 8-6-3 on the putout. One away. Great heads-up play by the Rough Riders and a really good play by Hatcher especially. First pitch to Juan Centeno is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Left-handed batter. Hatcher, the first baseman, running stride for stride with Castillo to second base. No reason for him to be at first. The 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss in the dirt. It's 0-2. So he was right there when Castillo rounded the bag too far. Didn't realize he was right behind him. Crowth, the 0-2. Swing and a foul. Back into Hicks's glove for strike three. Third strikeout for Nick Crowth. Two outs, and here's Camden Duzinac. Duzinac, 0-for-4 yesterday in the leadoff spot. He's slotted into the 9-hole now. Hitting .342 this year in 34 games. The first pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner to the 28-year-old for a strike, and it's 0-1. 3-1 Amarillo, two outs in the bottom of the second. Crowth offers home. Popped up, down the right side. Foul territory. Hatcher giving it a look, but this one's in the stands. Foul ball, and it's 0-2. Duzinac hitting .333 this month in July through the first nine games, and that's lower than his season average. Gives you an idea of how good he's been this year. Crowth looks in for his sign. He's got it. The pitch. Low and outside in the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Duzinac in the 9-hole. Right-handed batter. Crowth looks in with his shoulders square to the plate. Just offset of it. He's back into his wind. The 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball foul down the third base side. It's one ball and two strikes still. Duzinac thought it was fair. Sean Roof pleading his case, the manager and third base coach, but to no avail to Ray Patchen, the third base umpire, who's right on top of it. Dusenak has to retreat back to home plate. Dusenak in his third season at the AA level. The 1-2. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove for strike three. Chasing a high fastball. Four strikeouts for Krauth through two innings of work. But damage done. A two-run homer from Tim Tawa. Two runs on three hits. No errors. Nobody left on base. Top three coming up. It's 3-1 Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the third inning, Jax Biggers leads it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 3-1. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders against Jamison Hill. First pick high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Biggers to be followed by Luis Angel Acuña and Evan Carter in the top of the Riders' order. Frisco going back to last night and then the game prior, which is the final game before the All-Star break on Sunday. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, hit well to center field, but right at A.J. Vukovic. He retreats a couple steps and puts it away. One out and Luis Angel Acuña steps in. 3-1 Amarillo, top of the third. Those last two games, the Rough Riders have scored 8 runs exactly in each of those two contests. 8 runs on 10 hits and 8 runs on 11 hits. The pitch is fouled at the plate, and it's 0-1 on Acuña, who walked and scored Rough Riders' lone run back in the first inning. It's 3 straight games of the Rough Riders have had double-digit hits. Going back to last Saturday. Hill from the stretch. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaker down low and inside. 0-2. Jamison Hill, his father was a scout with the Diamondbacks. He played all 4 years at Fresno State and signed as a non-drafted free agent. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch in the dirt. He strikes out Luis Angel Acuña on 3 pitches. It's his 3rd strikeout. 2 away in the 3rd for Evan Carter. 3-1 Amarillo, top of the 3rd. Since signing that contract in 2021, Hill made his way to the AA level at the end of the season last year. It's been a big part of this rotation. First pitch to Carter is down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Hasn't quite been able to figure it out. Carter bounced back to the pitcher Hill his last time up. The pitch. This is just low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Riders center fielder had a hit yesterday. Since coming off the injured list, 18 games ago, hitting .366. 2-0. Swinging a little roller off the end of the bat up the first baseline right to De Los Santos, who's got it. He steps in the first base bag, the final out of the inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. That's now seven straight retired by Jamison Hill. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's the Sod Poodles 3 and the Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth back to work in the third. Top of the order for Amarillo, leading 3-1. Jordan Lawler in from the right side, and the right-hander has his sign, tips the glove over his cap, the pitch. A curveball comes up and in and hits Lawler in the back. A hit by pitch on the first offering of the third puts the leadoff man aboard. And a stolen base threat at that. Lawler is 26 for 29 in steals this year. He jogs down to first base, and that brings Caleb Roberts to the plate, who homered on a 1-2 pitch back in the first. Roberts had his 10th home run of the season in that first inning. His fourth home run in the month of July. Krauth ready from the stretch, and he offers home. Ball just outside. One ball, no strikes. Roberts now leads the club in July home runs, tied with Tim Tawa, who also homered tonight. It's been a very homer-happy team this month. It's now 24 homers for the pin. Outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-1. Beg your pardon, 23 homers in the 11 July games. Krauth looks in for his sign. Left-hander at the plate, right-hander on the mound. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left center field. Carter going back at the warning track, looking up, and this one's gone. Second homer today for Caleb Roberts. And it's a 5-1 lead for Amarillo. His fifth home run in the month of July. Just in 10 games. 11 for him on the season. A.J. Vukovic now stands in. Leadoff hit by pitch comes back to bite Nick Krauth. Right-hander winds the pitch. High and inside. One ball, no strikes. We mentioned that Krauth had not necessarily been a pitcher that allows a lot of home runs this season for Frisco. He only allowed 4 coming into today's game. In his 13 games, 11 starts. 1-0 offering. Vukovic takes a slider low and inside. 2-0. Well, he's allowed more home runs to left-handed batters named Caleb Roberts today than any other lefties all season. The 2-0 swing and a miss. Went by him on a slider, and it's two balls and one strike. He'd only allowed one homer to a left-handed batter this year in a Rough Riders uniform before today. 2-1. Ground ball, chop to the left side. Acuna bobbles it short. Vukovic reaches. Acuna came up on it at short and tried to pick it on a short hop. It was hopped up and bounced off the heel of his glove. A fielding error for Luis Angel Acuna. Vukovic at first base. Still nobody out in his third inning. The pick. Swing and a miss by Ivan Melendez, and it's 0-1. No action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Mick Krauth on 43 pitches. No danger at all in pitch count, but he has allowed 5 runs. Still nobody out in this third inning. Melendez a dangerous customer. Throw goes over to first. And Vukovic is back in safely. Melendez struck out looking in the first inning, but homered yesterday. In from the right side. Krauth ready from the stretch. Lifts the leg, fire. Pop foul right side. 0-2. Amarillo, as we mentioned yesterday, is averaging just under 2 homers a game here at home. They hit 2 home runs last night. They've hit 3 so far today, and we're still just in the third inning. The 0-2. High and inside, it hit him, and Krauth slipped and fell off the mound. The slider that slipped out of his hand, and Krauth slipped as well. He hits his second batter of the inning, and Melendez is aboard on an 0-2 pitch, hit by pitch. And now Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer, comes out of the dugout, and he'll go check on Krauth to make sure he's okay. Slipping as his plant leg looked like just completely gave out from underneath him. Looks like in the process, he may have rolled his ankle. Oh, he is twisting that ankle around in the air, making sure he's okay. Groundskeeper here at Hodgetown is welcoming out to make sure everything's okay with the mound, and they're going to allow Krauth to throw a couple warm-up pitches. Looks like he's good to go. Ichi is standing by, making sure. Now they're looking at the plant spot on the mound and doing a little groundskeeping with their feet just to make sure we're good to go. And Krauth says, yep, I'm good. 5-1 Amarillo. Runners at first and second. And still nobody out in this third inning. Davison De Los Santos steps in, who's 3-for-5 so far to start this series. The inning has gone hit by pitch, homer, E6 hit by pitch. Krauth ready to go. Third base side of the rubber, right-hander stretches. Right-hander at the plate, the pitch. Breaking ball low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. De Los Santos's single came in the infield in the second. A little dribbler to third that Biggers charged but couldn't get out of his glove. 1-0. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball out of the zone low, and it's a ball and a strike now to De Los Santos, who absolutely crushed a ball at 113 miles an hour on a single up the middle yesterday. He has prodigious power at the plate. Krauth stretches in the 1-1. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat, foul up the first base side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on De Los Santos. In an early 4-run hole. Frisco has come from behind against the Sod Poodles alone to win a game in which they trailed by 6 runs at one point. That's their largest come from behind win back on May 20th at home against Amarillo. 1-2. Breaking ball, hard ground ball, past the diving shortstop Acuna into left field. Vukovic around third, no throw to the plate. He comes in to score, and it's 6-1 Amarillo. RBI single for Davison De Los Santos. And with the Rough Riders infield slightly drawn in, trying to turn the double play, Acuna had to run to his backhand side and dive to his right. It was out of his reach and into left. So an RBI single, it's an unearned run. Vukovic reached on the error. Runners at first and second, still with nobody out. And here's Tim Tawa, who had a two-run home run back in the second. It's 6-1 Amarillo. Bottom half of the third. Crowth ready from the stretch. The pinch. Swing and a miss and a first-pitch breaker, and it's 0-1. And Matt Bush has started to loosen up in the Rough Riders' bullpen, not throwing yet, just starting to do band work. Crowth stretches. The 0-1. Old chopper foul off the end of the bat, first base side, opposite way for Tawa, and it's 0-2. Trying to somehow work out of this inning. Got to get the first out of the inning first, though. Obviously, you can't get to two if you don't get to one first. Crowth peers in. He's got his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 0-2. Breaking ball, just low. Didn't get the call from Casey James, our home plate umpire, and it's one ball and two strikes. Melendez and De Los Santos don't have speed that is extraordinary on the base paths. They'll take a well-placed base hit to score. Melendez from second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a slider off the outside edge, and Nick Crowth has his fifth strikeout. It's the first out of the third. Nathan Castillo stands in. He doubled in the second, but rounded too far around the second base bag, and he was tagged out when the Rough Riders threw behind him. 6-1 Amarillo. One out in the third, two aboard. The pitch. Low and outside with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wind blowing out to left field at 10 miles an hour. A beautiful night for baseball, 87 degrees. Cloud cover up above. Crowth, the 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line, but foul. Oh, man, was that thing touched. Plenty of home run distance. One ball and one strike now on Castillo, who's gone deep six times this year. Once this month. Playing in just his sixth game of the month of July. 906 OPS so far. Yeah. Tristan Polly has begun to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen. The pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air down the left field line and deep towards the wall and gone. Three-run home run. For Nathan Castillo, and it's 9-1 Amarillo in the third. Second homer of the inning, fourth home run of the evening. Nathan Castillo with a three-run bomb. Down the left field line, just got out of here. Juan Centeno bats now. And John Goebel out of the Riders' dugout. He'll go have a chat with Crowth. 9-1 Amarillo. Bottom half of the third inning. Rough Riders might have to go to their bullpen a little bit earlier than they expected. Frisco has struggled in the starting pitching department this year. Not to this caliber, though. Crowth had been good over his last two starts, allowing just two earned over his 10 innings, going five innings in both of those starts. Just trying to make it out of the third inning now. Base is clear. Juan Centeno the batter with one out. An error behind him as well in this inning doesn't help. Nine runs on seven hits for Amarillo. Two hit by pitches as well. Centeno, left-handed batter, right-hander on the mound, winds back and deals. Just outside, trying the back door, and it's one ball and no strikes. Centeno struck out on three pitches back in the second in his first trip. Krause pick. Ground ball off the first base side. Right of the second baseman, Sajacy, who's got it, flings it sidearm onto first. Here's out number two. Cam Duzenak, the batter in the ninth spot. 9-1 Amarillo, bottom half of the third. Strikeout for Duzenak back in the second inning. Crowd looks over the top of his glove and the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. These kind of games will happen every now and again. Rough Riders, unfortunately, have had a few games in which they've allowed double-digit runs. The 0-1 is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Only nine runs right now, but the Rough Riders have allowed 10 or more runs in 13 games this year. 1-1, breaking ball, outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. It's happened three times in the second half through the first 13 games. Krauth rocks back in the 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Duznak, the ninth hitter in the inning for Amarillo. Jordan Lawler, who led off the inning, is on deck. 2-2. Swinging a foul off of Hicks' glove, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders will have plenty of ball game to try and come back in this one. Crowd just trying to keep it right here. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Sixth strikeout for Nick Crowth, but a monster inning. Six runs across. It comes on just three hits, one error for the Rough Riders, and nobody left on base. It's 9-1. Rough Riders trailing to the top of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Rough Riders trailing 9-1 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's game two of this three-game series. A six-run third inning for Amarillo. Rough Riders go back on the offensive side in the top of the fourth. Thomas Sajacy to lead it off. Jameson Hill ready from the stretch. First offering. Fastball pierces the outer edge. A strike. It's 0-1. So JC, another RBI, another base hit back in the first inning. An RBI single, his fourth RBI of the series. The pick. Misses up high. One ball and one strike. Not only was it his fourth RBI of the series, his 65th of the season. He's third in the Texas League in RBIs. 1-1. Misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. So JC has played in 81 of the 82 games the Rough Riders have played this year. He is on pace for 108 RBIs, which would be a new franchise record. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a high fastball. It's 2-2. Not only that, but he's on pace for the second-best batting average in a single season in franchise history. 318 coming into today. Fifth most doubles, second most runs scored, the all-time hits record in the franchise. It was tied by Jonathan Ornelas last year with 157. Joaquin Arias did it as well back in 2005. Just been an incredible season for Sajasi. The pick. Just outside and a little bit low, and it's 3-2 on the Riders' second baseman. Top of the fourth inning, 9-1 Amarillo leads it. Base is clear, nobody out. 3-2. Little liner this way, and it clips the netting. Foul ball, and it's 3-2. That one was headed right for us, and thank goodness it hit the netting. We're stationed down the right field line, the broadcast booth here in Amarillo. Get some screamers right past us out here. The pitch. Fouled away again off to the right side. This time a looper over the netting into the seats. And it's still 3-2 on Sajasi. About to see the eighth pitch of this plate appearance. Hill is ready from the stretch. He brings in the payoff. Swinging a ground ball right to the third baseman, Melendez, who's got it. Straightens and fires. He gets Sajasi out number one. One away in the fourth inning. Trevor Hover, the batter for the Rough Riders, down by 8. Hover a walk back in the first and was erased on the double play that ended the inning. Tristan Polly, who was throwing last inning, is back up and throwing again, so he'll probably come out and begin the fourth inning for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Outside edge, a strike on Hover. It's 0-1. Krauth is still in good shape with his pitch count, though he has allowed the 9 runs. The pitch settles high and outside. Ball and a strike. Krauth has thrown just 64 pitches. I say just. That's over 3 innings. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back off the catcher, Roberts. Ball and 2 strikes now on Hahn. Three passes coming back to bite Krauth. 2 hit-by-pitches. The air behind him also hurt. 6 strikeouts through the 3 innings, though. The pick. Hover takes outside. 2-2. Those 6 strikeouts match his previous season high. Two and two. Hill offers. Swinging a foul back into Roberts' glove. Strike 3. Fourth K for Jamison Hill. 2 outs in the fourth inning. And Aaron Zavala steps in. It's a pretty good matchup in terms of strikeouts for Rough Riders starting pitching. This is a Amarillo team that strikes out a bunch on the offensive side, especially with their recent roster moves that they've made. First pitch to Zavala is flicked foul left side, 0-1. 9-1 Amarillo, top of the fourth inning. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the right-hander's offering. Down low in the dirt. Ball and a strike. You can hear the loud glove slap of Tristan Polly warming up right below us down the right field line. On-field bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Ball and 2 strikes on Zavala. Base is clear. 2 outs. Hill ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Misses down low and inside all the way back to the backstop. 2-2. Roberts tried to hold it there and frame it. It just went off his glove and all the way back behind home. As an offense, the Rough Riders have actually struck out more than Amarillo has. But unfortunately for them, they brought up a lot of young guys who strike out a lot. The 2-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Zavala 0-for-1. He grounded into a double play back in the first. Amarillo with a run in the first inning. 2 in the second, 6 in the 3rd. The pitch. Fastball ramped down the right field line and a foul ball. Oh, man, and that hit a fan in the front row right above the Rough Riders bullpen area. And still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Zavala hit that ball hard, but just foul. Hopefully that fan is okay. He got it right in the hand, so it's a good place to get hit if you have to get hit. Either that than off the dome. 3-2 on Zavala. Hill ready from the stretch. He fired. Inside, ball 4. And the inning continues for the Rough Riders. 2 outs, runner at first base now after the walk, and Kellen Strom takes his turn. Strom bounced out to short in the second inning. Right-handed batter. Strom went 2-for-3 yesterday with a double. Initial pitch home. Fastball, letter high outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Riders down 9-1 to Amarillo. It's middle game of the 3-game series. Noah Bremer will start the finale tomorrow at 6:05 for the Riders. The 0-1 is low and outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike against Yumin Lin, top 30 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, making his Double-A debut tomorrow night. One offering to Strong. Breaking ball, low and away in the dirt. Roberts able to pick it on a backhand and immediately looks back towards first. Zavala scampers back in. No throw. 2 balls, 1 strike on the Riders' right fielder, who was putting in work before today's game, like a lot of Rough Riders players. Taking batting practice on the field today. 2-1. Watches one just inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. There's a bat sequence that a lot of these guys use where it's 5 different bats. You have a normal bat, a lighter bat, a heavier bat, a shorter bat, and a longer bat. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1. Swinging a drive out to center field. Vukovic ranging back into the alley. He's there to make the catch. And the Riders are turned away in the 4th. For Frisco, no runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left stranded. We're into the home half of the 4th inning from Hodgetown. It's 9-1 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Polley comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 9-1 to Amarillo. Top of the order, Jordan Lawler at the plate. The left-hander delivers in the first pitch to the right-handed batter. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Tristan Polley replaces Nick Krauth, who has a start that he'd like to forget. Final line not pretty from the Rough Riders starting pitcher. Three innings of work for him. He allowed 9 runs, 8 of them earned on 7 hits. Offering home. Fastball just low. Ball and a strike to Lawler. Krauth did strike out 6 and not walk a batter, but he hit 2. A big hole for the Rough Riders to try and climb out of in this one. Polley delivers. It's low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Lawler, who was hit by a pitch to begin the third inning and came in to score on the Caleb Roberts 2-run homer. There's a story of home runs so far today. 4 long balls for Amarillo through the first 3 innings. 2-1 offering to Lawler. Rip and a miss and a fastball, and it's 2-2. So now it's Tristan Polley, a 4.60 ERA for the Rough Riders this season. The left-hander looks in for his sign. He's got it from Hicks. Making his 20th appearance in a Riders uniform this year. He's ready from the stretch, and the Indiana State product delivers in the 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him at the top of the zone with a slider. Jordan Lawler down on strikes. Tristan Polley with the first strikeout of his night, and there's one away in the fourth. Amarillo 9, Frisco 1. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Polley 31 and a third innings with the Rough Riders this year. 27 strikeouts to 11 walks. He offers into Caleb Roberts. Swinging a foul off of Hicks' glove, and it's 0-1. That's a guy you got to be careful with. Roberts has 2 homers already tonight. A solo homer and a 2-run homer. Both to the opposite field. 1 down the line and 1 to left center. 9-1 Amarillo, bottom half of the fourth. Polley readies from the stretch. The 0-1. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike, 0-2. Some news out of the big leagues from earlier today. First, the Texas Rangers with a 2-0 win over the Cleveland Guardians. They take back-to-back games out of the All-Star break. 0-2, bounces in the dirt. That's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Andrew Heaney dominant over 5 1/3 innings, shutout baseball. Grant Anderson came in for an inning, then Will Smith, and then Aroldis Chapman, who picked up his 3rd save. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, cued off the end of the bat, foul first base side. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. A great bullpen effort and a good start from Heaney. Offensive side didn't need much. They got all they needed with an RBI ground out from Adolis Garcia and a sack fly by Marcus Simeon to win 2-0. Stretching the pitch, dips low of the zone, and count flattens out at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The other piece of news comes out of Kansas City. Cole Reagans made his first start for the Kansas City Royals tonight. 2-2. Swinging a line shot to left field. That drops in a base hit in front of Trevor Hopper. But Caleb Roberts is 3-for-3. He's homered twice and singled. One out base runner for Amarillo in the bottom of the fourth inning. A.J. Vukovic stands in. It's 9-1 Amarillo. Cole Reagans was fantastic in his first start. 5 innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits against one of the best teams in baseball in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay still leads 3-2, though, in the top of the ninth. The pitch outside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes to Vukovic. Bullpen could not hold the Kansas City lead that Reagans left with. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 offering. Outside, Two balls and no strikes. So great to see Cole Reagans have a strong start. He's a guy who worked out of the bullpen for the Rangers at the beginning of the season and was traded in the Aroldis Chapman deal. Really one of the good guys we've seen here in Frisco the last few years. The throw goes over to first base. It's not in time. 2-0 on Vukovic for the runner at first and one out. Bottom half of the fourth inning. 9-1 Amarillo. Pauly stretches. Left-hander peers towards first base. The pitch. Swinging a chopper at third base side. It's a foul ball. Sean Roof makes another nice play and is the manager and third base coach in the box. Rough Riders will have to rely on their bullpen now the rest of the way in this ballgame. They have a lot of guys available. That's the good news. Pauly ready from the stretch in the 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Pauly will probably be relied upon to go a couple innings. Tristan Pauly, Justin Slayton were two of the main ones that will be available. Matt Bush is also available, as is Theo McDowell and Udris Mignon. We'll see how many Rough Riders use tonight. Stretch in the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider off the outside corner. He strikes out Vukovic. Two away, both on strikeouts. Sandwiching a Caleb Roberts single. And here's Ivan Melendez. Melendez 0 for 1 today with a hit by pitch and a run score. Throw goes over to first base again. Roberts is back in safely. Melendez drawing another big, big ovation from this crowd. They love their Texas Longhorns all over the state of Texas. This is Texas Tech country, though. Pauly ready from the stretch. He fires home. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, and he hooked it foul. Just left of the foul pole over the wall. It's 0-1. Goodness gracious, he has so much power. 32 home runs his final year at Texas. The most since 2011 in college baseball, breaking Chris Bryant's record. Stretch in the 0-1. Pauly a long hold, he deals. Fastball, broken bat roller to second. So JC's got it, fires on to first, and retires Melendez for the final out of the fourth inning. A nice job by Tristan Pauly. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top half of the fifth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 9-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning, and Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco with a lot of work to do on the offensive side. They trail 9-1 to Amarillo. Bottom third of the order for Frisco against Jameson Hill. He hasn't surrendered a hit since the first inning. First pitch of the fifth. Fly ball down the left field line, hooking foul. Does onto the concourse level. 0-1 on the Riders' first baseman, who struck out back in the second. Hill working on 64 pitches as he begins the fifth. The offering. Swinging a hard line drive back up the middle. That's into center field, a base hit for Josh Hatcher. First Rough Riders hit since the first inning. And it starts things off in the fifth. Frisco trying to chip away and claw their way back in this game. Liam Hicks to the plate. He struck out back in the second. Josh Hatcher just continues to hit. Now 3-for-6 in the series. Stretching the pitch. Way high all the way back to the backstop, and Hatcher moves up to second. A wild pitch. Runner in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. One ball, no strikes on Liam Hicks. Left-handed batter. Hatcher has now hit safely in three games in a row, but hitting just shy of 330, the pitch. Down low and no strike, or down low and inside. Two balls and no strike. And since coming up to the Rough Riders from High A Hickory, he's playing in his 14th game with Frisco. He leads from second. 2-0. Hicks pops it up on the left side and foul out of play, and it's two balls and one strike. Hicks also struck out back in the second. Look back towards second, the 2-1. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Rough Riders bottom of the order yesterday was very productive. Hatcher in the seventh spot with a two-run homer. And the two hits. Looking for more production out of this bottom third again today. 3-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone. 3-2. Hicks didn't agree with home plate umpire Casey James. It's one of the funny things as a catcher is if you disagree with the call, you can say what you want, but then the very next inning, you got to go back out there and squat down right in front of him. 3-2. Swinging a foul back behind home plate. Still three balls, two strikes, so usually it's more of a conversation rather than an argument in those kind of scenarios. Hicks has done such a good job building rapport with catchers, something that, or with umpires, I should say, it's something that's very, very important. 3-2. Hop foul out of play in the left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Hicks got to go back home to Toronto on the All-Star break. Spent some time with his family, his girlfriend. So it was great to get back home, and it was perfect weather. Made it really tough to come back here to the Texas Heat. It was in the 70s in Toronto. Runner at second, nobody out. Payoff pitch home to Hicks. Swinging a miss, struck him out. Fastball right by him. Fifth strikeout for Hill. One away in the fifth inning for Jack Spicker. 9-1, Rough Riders trail. Biggers a fly out to center field in the third. Stretch of the pitch. Fastball ripped to center field. Vukovic going back. He's just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. Hatcher tags to third. The throw is late. And Hatcher's in there on the tag. He's at third base with two outs. Riders down by eight. And Luis Angel Acuña bats. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, third time through. Down by 8 runs. Acuna walked in the first, came in to score, and then struck out in the third. First offering, breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. His first two plate appearances were all or nothing. It was a 4-pitch walk, and then his second plate appearance was a 3-pitch strikeout. It starts here with a strike, the pitch. And the trend does not continue. This pitch misses low, and it's 1-1. Amarillo with 9 runs on 8 hits and no errors. The Rough Riders with 1 run on 2 hits and 1 error. Right-hander's bench. Popped up. Back behind home plate. And it's foul out of play. 1-2. Acuna riding a 14-game hitting streak coming into this game. Hitting exactly 400 during the hitting streak. Hill readies and delivers. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Vukovic into right center. The center fielder is there and he makes the catch. Side retired. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded for Frisco. And Rough Riders turned away in the fifth. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 9-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's Tristan Polley back on the hill for the Rough Riders against Davison De Los Santos. 5, 6, and 7 in the order for Amarillo. Polley's first pitch. Pop foul right side. It's 0-1. Polley threw the first scoreless inning for Rough Riders pitchers in the fourth. On the base hit to Caleb Roberts, but retiring the next two to get the scoreless inning. The pitch home. Misses down low and inside. It's 1-1. 9 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for the Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders a run on 2 hits and 1 error. De Los Santos has 2 singles today. 2 runs scored and an RBI. The pitch. Hardliner foul right side into the seats. 1-2. Well, on the broadcast, we love to dive into this day in baseball history, and it's a very fun one today. It took place back in 1939. Provides a little bit of a historical context for you as well. 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called. De Los Santos sat down. Third strikeout from Polley. There's one away in the fifth. Well, on this date in 1939, it was a game that featured the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds. Polo Grounds, very famously very short down the lines and very deep in center field. First pitch to Tim Tawa on the way. Swinging a chopper to third. Biggers has got it on one hop chest high. And the third baseman fires across. Two outs. Nathan Castillo bats now. There was a home run that was either fair or foul. Not a lot of people could tell. It was right down the line. It was called a foul ball. And New York Giants manager Billy Jurger and home plate umpire George Magerkirk went nose to nose. The two ended up in a small melee. They both spit on each other, and they were both suspended because of it, all because of the fair or foul ball down the line. Left-hander's first pitch to the righty is low to Castillo, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the baseball commissioner, Ford Frick, at the time, came up with a brilliant solution to the problem, and that was to put a 2-foot screen on every foul pole going into fair territory. So it would be easier to tell on balls that were right down the line if they were fair or foul, because the fair ones would hit the screen. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a foul out of play behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. And so that was instituted that year in the American League. The following year picked up the same, and we've had it in baseball ever since. The foul pole still has that screen going into fair territory, and that's the reason why it's there. Two outs, bases clear. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, third base side. Biggers backhands, pirouettes, fires onto first and gets him. Great play from Jax Biggers at the hot corner. 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Pulley. It's the first of that kind of inning for the Rough Riders pitchers tonight. 9-1 Amarillo into the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Connor Grammis takes over out of the bullpen in this top of the sixth inning for Amarillo. It's 9-1. Amarillo out in front. First pitch to Evan Carter. He swings and flicks it foul back to the netting, and it's 0-1. Grammis takes over for Jameson Hill in his start. Hill with a strong outing for Amarillo. The pitch fouled back. 0-2. Hill going five shutout innings. Or, beg your pardon, five innings, allowing just one run. It was earned. He allowed both Rough Riders hits and struck out five. The pick. Carter takes strike three call in the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball. One out in the sixth inning, and Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing 9-1. Rough Riders with 2, 3, and 4 due up in this inning. It's now just 3 and 4 after Carter retired. So JC an RBI single in the first. Grammis steals home. Strike on the outside corner of the breaker, and it's 0-1. Ryan Hander wearing number 38 on his back, 26 years old, out of Xavier University. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball to third, under Melendez's glove and into left. So JC around first and thinks about second, but stomps on the brakes. He's aboard on the fielding error by third baseman Ivan Melendez. Each team has committed an error on the infield. Trevor Hover stands in for the Rough Riders. One out, runner at first. Graham is a former fifth rounder by the Diamondbacks in 2019. Started the season with High A Hillsboro and making his 14th outing out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles tonight. 4.24 ERA. First offering to Hover. Fastball outside corner, a strike at 95, and it's 0-1. 2-2 this year with the Soddies. 17 innings, he struck out 21, but has 15 walks. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Popped foul left side. Out of play, and it's 0-2. Matt Bush is loosening for the Rough Riders just below us. We'll see him most likely in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Make his first appearance in a Rough Riders uniform since he came up with Frisco in 2016. Stretch in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Breaking ball down, though, and inside. He strikes out Hobbert. Two outs, and here's Aaron Zavala with a runner at first. Riders trailing 9-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Good-looking breaking ball. Down, though, and inside to the back foot of the left-handed batter. Now it's Aaron Zavala. 0-for-1 day for the Riders' designated hitter with a walk. First offering. Hard ground ball. That's through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Aaron Zavala has himself his first hit of the day. He's now hit safely in 4 in a row. Rough Riders with their third hit on the offensive side. Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Hit the ball hard his last time up, but lined out to center. He's 0-for-2. Runners at first and second. Two outs in the sixth inning. Down by 8 runs. Grimace, the McLean of Virginia native, is ready from the stretch. And the right-hander issues in. Right-handed batter takes low and away. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. If you're just joining us, Amarillo found themselves behind 1-0 early. Thomas Sejasi, RBI single in the top half of the first inning. And the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. And then they came back with a run in the first, 2 in the second, and 6 in the third. The pitch low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. So a 9-run, 3-inning stretch for Amarillo. Two balls, no strikes. Another runner in scoring position opportunity for Frisco. They're just 1-for-5 in these situations with the one hit. This is a JC RBI single. Grammis steps off, retoes the rubber. Two up. Outside. 3 balls and 0 strikes. Josh Hatcher is on deck if we get that far. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Right-hander ready. The 3-0. Down low for ball 4. Strom works the walk. Base is loaded for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Hatcher a 2-run homer in the 9th inning to extend the lead yesterday. Give the Rough Riders an 8-3 advantage. The time called. And the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani, out of the dugout. He's going to go chat. Strom, thinking that he quick pitched him there, which he looked like he did. It was ball four anyway, so Rough Riders will take the walk as opposed to the balk. Bases loaded with Hatcher at the plate, who singled to center field in the fifth inning on a hard ground ball. Nobody loosening in the Amarillo bullpen. Hatcher 3-for-6 to start his series in Hodgstown. Rough Riders with a golden opportunity to try and claw their way back into this one. Trailing 9-1, top of the sixth inning. First pitch, Hatcher watches away, and it's one ball and no strike. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Grammis looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. He pitches. Foul back. Ball and a strike to Hatcher. Left-handers have not had a lot of success against him at all, hitting just 0-59 against him in Hillsboro. Brings the glove to a stop at the belt, the 1-1. Swinging a grounder up the middle, hits off of Grammis, out to short. Lawler's got it, fires to first, not in time, and everyone's safe. A tough attempt for the shortstop, Lawler, and hit off Grammis's back, and right back up the middle. Lawler, the shortstop, picked it on the first base side of the second base bag and threw on to first, but Hatcher runs well, and he was able to beat it out. So an infield RBI single brings Thomas Sajacy to come in to score. Zavala to third, Strom to second base. Rough Riders now trail 9-2. Here's Liam Hicks. Bases still loaded. First pitch is hitting the air to right field on a line. It drops in front of Castillo for a base hit. One run scores. Strom around third. He comes in. Hatcher to third, and he's tagged out there. So it's a two-run single for Liam Hicks, and the Rough Riders make it a 9-4 ball game with a three-run top of the sixth inning, but we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now a 9-4 game, and Matt Bush comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen to make his first appearance on the season in a Frisco uniform. We'll step aside and be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Matt Bush comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen and makes an appearance for Frisco for the first time since 2016. The former first overall pick deals home to Juan Centeno, and it's way high on a fastball all the way back to the backstop at 93, and it's one ball and no strikes. Welcome back to the Rangers organization, Matt Bush. He was traded at the deadline last year to the Milwaukee Brewers in exchange for Antoine Kelly and Mark Mathias, the 1-0. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. He was having a wonderful season for Texas. A 2.95 ERA. Traded to Milwaukee and really struggled out of the pen this year in 12 appearances. A 9.58 ERA. The pitch. Curveball outside corner, a strike. 2-1. Gave up a lot of home runs. 5 long balls this year in just 10 and a third innings. He stretches in the 2-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, 2-2. The curveball has been the best pitch for Matt Bush on an off-speed side of things. He's usually fastball, curveball primarily. 2-2 offering. Popped up foul out of play down the left side on a heater. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. This year in the big leagues, opponents only hit 167 against the curveball. Though he did just throw it 76 times, it was in limited action. Last year, a much bigger sample size. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. That curveball was even more effective last year. Opponents hit just 163 off of it with a 291 slugging percentage. Minuscule stuff. The fastball was also very effective. The four-seamer that averaged 97 miles an hour last year. Opponents hit just 190 against it. 2-2. In the air, down the left side, and foul out of play, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, the biggest question mark this year is the fastball velocity is down on average 3 miles an hour. 97 last year, just 94 mile an hour average this year. With this four-seamer. The 2-2. Curveball, swing and a miss. Got him down in the dirt for strike 3. He strikes out once in 10-0, and there's one away. So Bush released by the Brewers organization and picked up by the Texas Rangers on a minor league contract and starting here with the Rough Riders. Really great to see him in the clubhouse. He is such an incredible story. The pitch, fastball high, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. And not only that, but he also has been such a great influence to these guys, really, in just the 2 days that he's been here, chatting up with a bunch of different guys. The pin, curveball, outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. 9-4, Amarillo leads it, bottom half of the sixth inning. Of course, as much as we want him here, you hope that he gets back up to Arlington ASAP. The 1-0, just outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Limited time with Milwaukee, really tough to see. He had such a wonderful season for the Rangers in 2016. The 2-1, swing and a miss. The curveball again, and it's 2-2. He started the season in Frisco and played there, making his first appearance since 2011 in professional baseball. And then debuted that same season, 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Debuted that same season with Texas. After just 12 appearances for the Rough Riders. Ended up making 58 appearances for the Rangers, a 2.48 ERA for a team that made the postseason. Bush readies. 2-2. Line drive into right field, down the line. Strom on the run, can't get there. Drops in a base hit. He spins, throws on to second, and eases into second base. Duznak with a double. Duznak with his 10th double of the season. A one out, two bagger, and Jordan Lawler makes his way to the plate. Bush made 2 appearances in that ALDS loss to Toronto, allowing just 1 run over 3 2/3 innings. It was unearned. Looks back towards second base. He steps off. Time being called. Runner at second, 1 out. 9-4 advantage for Amarillo. Bush ready from the stretch. And the offering to Jordan Lawler. Fastball high, one ball, no strikes. Bush pitched for the Rangers in 2016, 2017, and 2018 before missing 19 and 20. The 1-0. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat. A squibber up the first baseline and foul. Ball and a strike to Lawler, who's 0 for 2 today with a hit by pitch and a run scored. He struck out twice. Came back in 2021, just making four appearances off of injury. And then 2022, a career-high 65 games that he pitched in. Also made six spot starts. Ball and a strike to Lawler. Bush peers in with the ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. He fires. Curveball bounces in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Originally the first overall pick by the San Diego Padres in the 2004 draft. Out of Mission Bay High School in San Diego, California. Ended up not making his professional debut right away. The pitch. In on a line foul down the left side. Didn't make his professional debut until 2007 with the Padres, and then didn't pitch again until 2010. After 2011, didn't pitch until 2016. Very tumultuous life, but a happy ending for Matt Bush. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Curveball in the dirt. Hicks blocks, but it gets away from him up the first baseline, and Dusenak makes his way to third on the wild pitch. Three balls and two strikes. And down the right field line, Michael Brewer starts to lose it for the Rough Riders. My 2004 draft featured some really big names. Notably, Justin Verlander was taken with the second pick right after Bush. The pitch, fastball high, ball four. Runners on the corners now with one out. One of the most annoying things about drafts is it's so easy to point and say, what were they thinking? But Matt Bush was such a huge prospect coming out of Mission Bay High School. Of course, Justin Verlander, future Hall of Famer, a nearly 80 career WAR already. Philip Umber was the third overall selection in that draft. He threw a perfect game for the White Sox. The pitch, Lawler takes off. There's a line drive into right field. Strom makes a diving catch, and Lawler's all the way around second. The throwback to first in time for the double play. Great play by Kellen Strom in right field, and the twin killing to get out of the inning. A scoreless sixth in his debut this season for the Rough Riders. Matt Bush puts up a zero. 9-4, Rough Riders trail. Top of the seventh inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We move our way to the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders are trailing the Amarillo Sun Poodles by a score of 9-4. Jax Biggers to lead it off against a brand new arm on the hill. Christian Montes de Oca is the new man on the mound. Montes de Oca takes over for Connor Grammett. Third pitcher used today by the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. Rough Riders coming off a three-run inning back in the sixth. Liam Hicks with a two-run single. Finish out the inning, but Josh Hatcher thrown out at third for the final out. Montes de Oca, the right-hander against the lefty Biggers. First pitch cut on and missed and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders back within striking distance, now trailing by 5 runs. 9-1-2, a good opportunity to crawl back into this one. The pitching, eyeing away, and it's ball and a strike. 9 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Amarillo. The Rough Riders, 4 runs on 5 hits and an error. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, 1-2. Michael Brewer continues to loosen in the Frisco pen, so it's like it's just the one inning for Matt Busch tonight. The pitch is gone on and missed for strike three. Biggers down on strike. Montes de Oca strikes out Biggers, first man he sees in the seventh. Connor Grammett is done after his one inning of work tonight. Grammett's final line, not pretty. He allows 3 runs, although they're all unearned on 3 hits. The pitch, outside corner, a strike to Luis Angel Acuña at the top of the Riders' card. It's 0-1. Stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed out in front on it. It's 0-2. Acuña looking bad on that swing, and that's the great thing about Acuña is he can look bad on one swing, and then the very next pitch he'll make the adjustment and just drill it somewhere. Right-hander ready again in the 0-2. Breaking ball, hit off the fist, a flare into shallow right field. Tawa back from second. He makes the catch. Two outs, here's Evan Carter. 9-4, Amarillo leads it, top of the seventh. A loss for the Rough Riders would tie up this series at a game apiece. Going into the rubber match tomorrow. Montes de Oca from the stretch, the righty's pitch. Carter takes low, and it's 1-0. Evan Carter 0-3 tonight. Left-handed batter. 1-0 pitch. Fastball just outside. 2-0. Rough Riders' big three held pretty quiet tonight overall. Acuña 0-3 with a walk. Carter's 0-3. Sujacy 1-3 with an RBI single, the lone damage. 2-0. Pop foul back behind home and out of play. 2-1. It's tough to keep all three of these guys hitless in the same game. Hasn't been done tonight. And it likely won't be done very often. Carter swings, puts it in the air, down the left field line. Duznak back to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. And Carter making a bid for an opposite field home run. Instead, he's the third out of a 1-2-3 in seventh inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch from Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo leading 9-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
And
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more. Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Michael Brewer takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen for Bush. Into the top of the seventh inning. It's 9-4, Rough Riders trailing the Sodbuddles. Michael Brewer, the right-hander, to face the right-hander A.J. Vukovic. First pitch. Fastball, top shelf, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Brewer, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders today. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires in the 0-1. Low and outside with a breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders took the lead early in this game. And Amarillo a run in the first, 2 in the second, 6 in the third. Rough Riders with 3 runs in the sixth, and that leads us to where we are now. The pitch is a breaking ball, lined to first. Hatcher, a short hop pickup to the backhand side, and he takes it to the first base bag for out number one. Ivan Melendez stands in now. 9-4 Amarillo. Melendez 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch today. The former University of Texas Longhorn. Brewer ready from the stretch. He kicks home. Melendez a check swing foul ball behind the plate. It's 0-1. Well, Melendez had just such a monster year his final year at Texas, winning the Golden Spikes Award. He had 32 home runs and 94 RBIs in just 67 games. The 0-1. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-2 on the third baseman. And you think a guy like that would be drafted pretty high in the first round. But he wasn't. He slipped to the second round. Biggest concern with him was the high strikeout rate. And it has showed itself in the minors. A lot of swing and miss. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball deep to left center field. Carter gives up on it, but he can do that. It's gone. My goodness, off the scoreboard in left center field. 2 games in the AA level for Ivan Melendez. He's hit 2 homers, and it's 10-4 Amarillo. On an 0-2 pitch, he got out in front of it and drilled it to left center field. He's enjoyed Hodgetown so far. First pitch to Davison De Los Santos is high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. My goodness. Brewer stretches in the 1-0. Fastball, low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. 10-4 Amarillo. A score for the first time since the third. It's the Rough Riders' 14th time this year they've allowed double-digit runs. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Ivan Melendez in High A Hillsboro, he hit 18 homers, but he also had a 34% strikeout rate. The pitch in, swinging a ground ball foul left side. It's 2-2, well above the average. Looking at an average of around 24 or so. He had 88 strikeouts in 59 games. But his power is crazy. He's shown it off in the first two games of this series. Brewer the 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Fifth home run tonight for Amarillo. Two from Caleb Roberts. One from Ivan Melendez. One from Tim Tawa. One from Nafi Castillo. Bottom half of the seventh inning, 10-4 Amarillo. The pitch. Outside, ball four. De Los Santos works the walk. Tim Tawa makes his way to the plate. He had a two-run homer in the second. Tawa has been a hot hitter in June. Now 12 for 35 this month. That includes the homer. First pitch, swinging a line drive off the netting, foul towards us. That was scary. It was going directly towards us, it hit off the netting. Cool as a cucumber, obviously. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Swinging a line drive to center field, Carter racing in, and he makes the chest-high catch. Two outs for Nafi Castillo. Castillo doubled in the second, hit a three-run homer in the third. Runner at first, two outs. One run in, 10-4 lead for Amarillo in the seventh, the pitch. There's a fly ball to right field, down the line. Strom over. He's got a beat on it. The right fielder makes the catch. Side comes to a close in the seventh inning, but a solo home run from Ivan Melendez. One run on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. It's a 10-4 advantage for Amarillo to the top of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Faker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders trailing 10-4. You can hear the fans just below us excited they got a ball during the break. Amarillo adding on a 428-foot home run from Ivan Melendez. Make it 10-4. Christian Montes de Oca still on the mound. The reliever for Amarillo against Thomas DeJacy to begin the eighth in the first pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball, and it's 0-1. So JC 1-for-3 today. RBI single in the first. He reached on an error and scored a run in the sixth inning. Montes Teoka ready from the stretch. The pitch. A hard ground ball out to shortstop. Mahler backhands, slings it on to first, and just gets to JC. One away. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. Utrus Mignon is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. So he'll come in for the bottom half of the eighth inning. 10-4 Amarillo, top of the eighth. Montes de Oca looks in for his sign. He's got it. And deals home. Hover swings, puts it in the air out to center. Easy play for Vukovic. Comes in, makes the catch. Three pitches, two outs. Aaron Zavala hits. Zavala, left-handed batter. Rough Riders have been held to just four runs on five hits tonight. After having three straight games with double-digit hits. The pitch. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala singled back in the sixth and came in to score. He's 1-for-2 today with a walk. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. Ball and a strike. Montes de Oca ready. He fired. Fouled back. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will finish out this series coming up tomorrow. Noah Bremer will start for a 6:05 game. Yumin Lin starts on the other side making his AA debut. Top 30 prospects in this organization. Two out, spaces clear. 1-2 on Zavala. The pitch home. Fastball, line drive into right. Oh, it's caught by Tawa, the second baseman. A laser beam shot right at him, and he made the catch. 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Udris Mignon takes over on the mound. We come back 10-4. Amarillo leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listen. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Udris Mignon takes over on the hill for the Rough Riders. Juan Castillo. Or once in Tenho, beg your pardon, the first man he faces, and the first pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. 10-4 our score. Amarillo leads Frisco in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 8-9-1 due up for Amarillo. Mignon's pitch. High with a fastball. 2-0. Rough Riders have trailed this game ever since the bottom half. Or I should say, yeah, the bottom half of the second. The offering home. fouled back. 2-1. Hoping for a clean inning in the eighth, and then they'll need a very good offensive ninth to come back and win this game. Trailing by 6 runs. Crazier things have happened in this ballpark, though. Important to keep it right here. 2-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone to Centeno, and it's 2-2. Not only that, but it would be very important for Mañón to have a good outing. It's been a very tough stretch for him lately. He's decent over the course of the season. The 2-2 is fouled back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes, but the command has gotten away from him in recent outings. The 25-year-old Mañón. 5.03 ERA with the Rough Riders. The pitch is drilled in the air down the right field line. Strong coming in. He's under it. And makes the catch. One away on a fly out to right field, and Camden Duznak steps in. Mañón, over his last 3 outings, he's allowed a combined 5 runs in just 2 1/3 innings. Mind 10 walks. He readies from the stretch and fires in. This pitch is inside to Duznak, and it's 1-0. Doubled back in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-3 from the 9-hole today. 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss and a fastball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Mañón has had command problems his entire time with the Rough Riders. His second and third appearances with Frisco, he didn't walk a batter. And since then, he has walked at least one batter in every single outing from the bullpen. Pitches swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. So, trying to figure it out. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Breaking ball low and away in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. A good opportunity to do it and fill up the zone. Trailing by 6. Darkness is set upon us on this beautiful Saturday night in Amarillo. The 2-2 is low and away in the dirt. 3-2. It's 87 degrees at first pitch. Really comfortable night. It's now 81 degrees. There was a thunderstorm watch in the area, but it has stayed away from Hodgetown, which has been great. A little bit cooler here than it is in Frisco. The pitch is popped up. The left side, foul territory, gets out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. We get back home. The opener against San Antonio, it's a high of 104 degrees. Oh, goodness. Summer is here. Mañón ready from the stretch, the payoff. Swinging a line drive, looped out to short. Acuna out in the shallow left, and it falls in a base hit. Duznak with his second hit today. He's aboard with 1 out in the eighth inning, and Jordan Lawler stands in. Lawler 0-for-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch today. The offering home. Breaking ball outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 10-4. Amarillo leads it. Bottom half of the eighth inning over the Rough Riders. Frisco returning home on Tuesday for a 6-game series with San Antonio. Pitch simmers low and away, and it's 2-0. Looking forward to what should be a good series head-to-head against the Missions. Those two teams have played each other very well this year. Mañón readies. Brings in the 2-0. Swinging a pop-up right side. Foul territory. Long run for everybody. So JC chasing, and it's just out of Hatcher's reach, the first baseman, and out of play. Two and one. Really excited for an awesome weekend. If you're wondering, you know, what's a good time to come out of the ballpark, on Friday, it's Pretzel Day. As we're celebrating the TV show The Office, Leslie David Baker will be on hand, who played Stanley in The Office. And there'll also be a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway. 2-1. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove, and it's 2-2. One out and a runner at first here in the eighth. And then the next night, or I should say two nights from that, on Sunday, it's going to be Yellowstone night. Colby from the show Yellowstone, Denham Richards, will be on hand. 2-2. Swing a little roller, foul left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. There'll be a Rough Riders and Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle giveaway, and also post-game fireworks that night presented by Medium Giant. We're really excited for what should be an awesome weekend. Can't wait to see you at Riders Field. You can get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. 2-2. Low and outside, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Lawler. The tickets are somehow still available for those games next week. We'd love to have you out. It's going to be really, really fun. I mean, it doesn't get much better than July baseball, facing a playoff team in San Antonio. Mignon ready from the stretch. Dusenak leads from first. And the payoff pitch to Lawler. Dusenak takes off. It's popped up. Right side, foul territory. Hicks off of the mask. He watches it go into the seats. Foul ball. And it's still three balls, two strikes on Lawler. This will be the 21st pitch from Mignon for the first three batters of the inning. Peers back over towards first. Inserts his right foot onto the slab. Riders trailing by six in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mignon ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 3-2. Runner takes off again. Check swing. Pitches low and away. Throw down to second. It's not in time. Doesn't matter because he said he didn't go, and it's ball four. So runners at first and second now with one out. And Caleb Roberts stands in. It was pure chaos on that last pitch. The runner was taking off. A check swing. They said he didn't go. A ball at the same time got loose from the bullpen down the left field line and was dribbling towards home plate. It was just all over the place. A time called and John Goebel exits from the Rough Riders dugout. Rough Riders pitching coach will go chat with Udris Mignon. Entire infield comes in to join. 10-4 our score. Amarillo out in front. Caleb Roberts is due up. I've got the noise meter going here in Amarillo. Getting fired up. We'll have post-game fireworks tonight. A lot to be excited for. Mound visit is over. Mignon goes to work against Roberts, who's homered twice tonight. He's 3-for-4. Hit the ball hard into his one out. A 9-3 double play on a diving catch. Out in right field from Kellen Strong. Roberts in from the left side against Mignon. First pitch. We'll have to wait. He steps off and looks back towards second. Wants a redo of the signs. Mignon has thrown 21 pitches in this inning. Nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen. He readies and fires home. Roberts a check swing. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Roberts has driven in three tonight. He's had five home runs in his last 10 games. The 0-1. Down low, and it's ball and a strike. Not a guy you want to come into in terms of catching too much of the zone.
Bring the ball home right here.
1-1 pitch. Fastball down low. Two balls and one strike, and now Theo McDowell has started to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Riders trailing by six, two aboard with one out. Mignon ready from the stretch, and the 2-1 pitch. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Ball gets loose from the bullpen on the Riders' side past David Garcia, and John Goble, the Riders' pitching coach, picks it up. Run out in front of the dugout. Three balls and one strike with third base open. Mignon looks in. He's got his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Big pitch here. He offers. High and inside, ball four. Base is loaded. And here's A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic 0 for 4 tonight. Ivan Melendez is on deck with one out. Got to be very careful here. Riders infield playing for the double play. First pitch, down the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-1. 10-4, Amarillo leads it. Bases loaded and one out. Mignon looks in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 will have to wait. He steps on. Vukovic's only time aboard. He reached on a Luis Angel Acuña error. Back in the third inning and later came in to score. The pitch. Fouled away right side. 0-2. Vukovic has 15 homers. A guy you really have to be careful with, especially here at home. He has really hit well here at Hodgetown. Vukovic has hit 11 of his 15 home runs here. The pitch. High and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's hit 313 here at home and just 231 on the road. He's 0 for 8 to start this series. The pitch in. Breaking ball, low and away. Two balls and two strikes. This might be Mignon's last batter. He's at 30 pitches in the inning. He stretches. The 2-2. Fastball ripped at the third baseman Biggers off his glove. He recovers, fires to first just in time. Duzanac comes in to score, though. And what could possibly have been a double play on a spectacular play from the Riders' third baseman, Jax Biggers. Turns into an out, an RBI ground out for Vukovic. Biggers reached out to his left and went off the tip of his glove on a hard ground ball. He's able to grab it and throw him out. So runners at second and third, two outs for Ivan Melendez. The pitch is a fastball, letter high, a strike, and it's 0-1. Melendez hit a 428-foot home run in the seventh inning, his second home run in as many games. The 0-1 pitch. He swings, sent a drive down the left field line, and he hooked it foul. Oh, goodness. That's his second foul ball home run that he's hit, and he's hit an actual home run as well. It's 0-2. To 11-4, Amarillo leads. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Runners at second and third, two outs. Mignon looks in, he's got his sign. His 34th pitch of the inning on the way. Breaking ball, low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Melendez pinwheels the bat to the hill. The pitch home. Fastball fouled back off of Hicks, the catcher, and it's one ball and two strikes. Looks like it caught a piece of Casey James, our home plate umpire. Vukovic with the RBI ground out, plating another run. Amarillo has now scored in five offensive innings tonight. just like the Rough Riders did yesterday in their 8-3 win in the opener. Mignon, the 1-2. It's swung on and missed for strike three. So Mignon allows a run and strands two on the base pass. It's now 11-4. Amarillo leads it. Top of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last chance for the Rough Riders, trailing 11-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Happy you're with us on this Saturday night in Amarillo. Frisco sends Kellen Strom, Josh Hatcher, and Liam Hicks to the plate. It's 6-7-8 in the order against Rafi Vizcaino. Right-hander out of the bullpen. Strom 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored today. Vizcaino takes over for Christian Montes de Oca. And the first offering over for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 27-year-old Vizcaino out of the Dominican Republic came up with the Giants organization. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a good breaker low, and it's 0-2. Has pitched here in Amarillo as well as in AAA Reno on the season. Eight outings here and 9.82 ERA. He deals. Strom watches strike three call into the outside end. Three pitches, one away in the ninth inning. Riders down 11-4. Josh Hatcher hits now. He's 2-for-3. Couple singles for him and an RBI as well. Five RBIs in the first two games of this set. Pitch home. Popped foul out of play left side. 0-1. Series finale tomorrow at 6:05 with the first pick. Noah Bremer against Yumin Lin, making his AA debut. The 0-1. Swing and a miss to the high fastball. It's 0-2. Nothing but fastballs, or I should say nothing but strikes so far from Vizcaino. Five straight. He readies and brings in the pitch to Hatcher. Fastball is high. Ball and two strikes to the Riders' first baseman. Right-hander against the lefty at the plate. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 5:50 for the pregame show. Hope you can join us. Part two of that conversation with Carlos Cardoza, the Riders' manager. A pitch clock violation is called. Two balls and two strikes. Vizcaino asks Caleb Roberts to come out and chat, and the catcher obliges. Great conversation with Carlos earlier today. Happy about where this club is right now. The pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Two balls, two strikes still. very happy about the culture that the Rangers have created and how it's kind of seeped into everyone and really made its mark. This team has had such a great atmosphere all season. The 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, first base side. De Los Santos has got it right on the line, takes it to the bag, and they're two down in the ninth inning. Final hope for the Rough Riders, trailing 11-4. It's Liam Hicks. 11 runs on 11 hits and an error for Amarillo. 4 runs on 5 hits and an error for Frisco. Hicks a 2-run single back in the sixth inning. The pitch. Outside corner on a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Left-handed batter, wide open stands. The 0-1. Breaking ball, misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders just couldn't put it together on the offensive side. Jameson Hill, in his start for Amarillo, allowed just one run over his 5 innings in his start. The pitch is fouled back, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Trailing by 7 runs. Connor Grammis, Christian Montes de Oca, and Rafi Vizcaino out of the bullpen. Vizcaino ready for the stretch. The 1-2. Swinging a little ground ball foul left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. A loss today would drop the Rough Riders back to .500 in the second half at 7-7. Vizcaino has his son. He stretches and fires. Last ball inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch home. Fly ball foul left side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hicks not going down without a fight. Vizcaino looks in, he's got his sign. The right-hander kicks and fires. Hicks fouls it back again. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's one thing that the Rough Riders have had that has been really impressive is a lot of good fight from these Frisco hitters. Vizcaino steps off the mound. He goes back behind the hill, grabs some rosin, and stands back in. Here's the stretch. He fires. Hicks swings, grounds it foul again up the first baseline. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's something that manager Carlos Cardoza said he really admired with this group. They are such a hungry group. And you love to see it for how many prospects are on this team. The pitch on. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line towards the corner. Duziak there. He makes the catch. That's your ball game. Amarillo wins it by a final score of 11-4. We'll break it down on the postgame show when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Amarillo. The Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 11-4 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Final line score, Sod Poodles with 11 runs on 11 hits, one error, and they stranded five on the base pass. The Rough Riders, four runs on five hits, one error, they stranded four. Final game time, 2 hours, 33 minutes, in front of a very good crowd of 6,871 here from Hodgetown. Well, the Rough Riders just couldn't get it going on the offensive side tonight. And the Sod Poodles certainly could early and often. Six runs in the third inning, really the deciding factor in this game tonight. As Frisco, I would like to have that inning back. It was a long ball barrage by the Sod Poodles tonight with five home runs, including two from Caleb Roberts, and then one from Ivan Melendez, one from Tim Tawa, and one from Nafe Castillo. Big day for Liam Hicks. He had a two-run single in the sixth inning. The Rough Riders only managed five hits on the offensive side, and all five were from different players except for one player with a multi-hit game. That was Josh Hatcher, Riders' first baseman. That's back-to-back multi-hit games for him on the series, and he has poured in a very good performance so far here in Amarillo. Rough Riders fall 11-4 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We'll take another break, come back, give you the scores from around the Texas League, the Rangers affiliates, tell you what happened to the big league club, and a very good start from a former Rough Rider in the big leagues as well today. In addition to that, we'll set the pitching matchup for tomorrow's ballgame as the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles finish out this three-game series. More to come on the postgame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Amarillo one final time. The Rough Riders fall by a final score of 11-4 tonight to the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 2 of this three-game series. So the Rough Riders fall to 7-7 in the second half, and overall this season 38-44. Five-homer day by Amarillo, the difference in this ball game today. Let's take a look around the league scoreboard and the Rangers affiliates. We'll start in the big league level with the Texas Rangers. They only needed two runs on the offensive side today, winning 2-0 over the Guardians in Game 2 of that series. The Guardians were shut out over 5 1/3 innings by Andrew Heaney in his start, and then Grant Anderson came in through an inning, Will Smith with an inning and 2/3 as well, and Aroldis Chapman finished it out for his third save of the young season. Very good stuff to see in the big league level. Also, Cole Reagans made his first career start for the Kansas City Royals. He was part of that trade, sending Aroldis Chapman over here to Arlington, I should say. So it's very good to see Cole Reagans have success in Kansas City, even though he's not with the Rangers organization anymore. Five innings, one run allowed against one of the best teams in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays. So great to see for Cole Reagans. He was the 27th man up for a doubleheader, and he did very well in his start. The Royals did lose that ball game. In the Texas League, the Rough Riders, obviously not the only team playing tonight. The four other games, only one of them's going on. San Antonio, a trail Northwest Arkansas 4-1. That's in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Wichita, they fall to Springfield 10-4, or 10-2, I should say. So Springfield is now up 2-0 on that series against Wichita. Midland falls to Tulsa 2-0. So that means Amarillo is back tied with Midland atop the Texas League South Division. And Arkansas, they win it 2-0 over Corpus Christi at home. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, we told you about the Big League Club, but how about AAA Round Rock? They're on the road in Tacoma, and it's 3-2. Tacoma leading Round Rock in the end of the fifth inning. As for the High A Hickory Crawdads, they fall in a seven-inning ball game, 5-0 to the Greenville Drive. The Red Sox affiliate and the Yankees affiliate Charleston, they thump down east at home 11-2 at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina at the low A level. So the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will be back in action tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. 6:05 the first pitch with 5:50 pregame. Noah Bremer gets the start for the Rough Riders. No record, a 7.56 earned run average. The left-hander Yumin Lin makes his AA debut for Amarillo on the other side. Again, first pitch at 6:05 tomorrow, 5:50 for the pregame. We'd love to have you here on the Riders Baseball Network. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our very gracious hosts in Amarillo, for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders organization, for my partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 5:50 for the pregame, 6:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!